So before I call the meeting to order, everybody got the packet that Vicki sent out on Friday? I guess.
Yes.
Great. So with that, I'm going to call the meeting to order. The first item on the agenda is approval of the minutes.
This is Doug. I'll move adoption in the minutes. I looked at them and they seem okay.
I'll second that. Any discussion? Okay. Seeing no discussion, all those in favor of approving the minutes say aye.
Hi, Doug.
Hi, Josh.
Me as well. So the minutes are approved. Moving on to approval of the loans, we've had an exciting $14 million that we are looking at total today in financing potentially the communities across the state of Wisconsin for a lot of different things. So is there a motion to approve the loan?
I'll make a motion to.
Great. I'll second that. So, Rich, you want to maybe walk us through these?
Sure. You know, there's a couple of interesting ones. Number four is a fairly large loan to the town of Lawrence. It's for road and utility improvements for a new planned residential development. Number five is a pass-through loan to some developers that have to do some demolition and environmental remediation for a new apartment project in Port Washington. And number seven is for redevelopment of blighted properties. There's a 6.3 million new hotel going in downtown Two Rivers, and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation is also providing a $250,000 grant for that project. And the reason I pointed out those three is just to emphasize how much impact we have on economic development in the state of Wisconsin over the last 10 years, I think our economic development lending has reached $250 million.
Hmm. This is Doug. What's the story on number 10?
That, you know, Verona passed a referendum, I think about 2 years ago, to greatly expand their school district because of population growth in that area, largely due to EPIC.
95 million.
And it was one of the largest, at the time, it was one of the largest referendums ever passed. And this is just part of that project. They're continuing on construction of improvements within that school district.
Richard Jonathan, would you expect to see this loan taken out with a bond letter on?
And
it's possible. I don't really know the exact purpose for this loan, but it's something that could be paid off prior to the five-year term.
This is Doug Still. It's for schools, but Dane County is borrowing the money. That's confusing to me.
No, Verona Area School District is borrowing the money. Dane County is just the count. All of these loans mm-hmm. have the county listed underneath the name of the municipality or the borrower.
Okay.
You can see on the one above at number 9 has Two Rivers, and that is in Manitowoc County.
I got it. I see. Okay, thank you. Sorry.
No problem.
I think the other one, too, that I want to point out that doesn't get, I think, enough publicity that's a really important aspect that we finance is the pension liabilities, because we know that a typical bank would probably not lend for a pension liability, which could impact the Wisconsin retirement system. So we are an important part of that supply chain when you actually think about what keeps it solvent.
Mm-hmm.
So I just also want to point that out. And
that's true, that they used to be a really large part of our lending program. 10 to 15 years ago, a large part of our loans were for pension liabilities. Now, a lot of the municipalities have paid off those liabilities, refinanced them through us, and paid down those loans. There's a few stragglers out there that are still doing that, and Two Rivers is now taking the advantage to do that.
And they save a bunch of interest.
They do. I believe that they are charged, the WRS charges interest at the rate of expected return, which I believe now is 6.5% or 7%. So by refinancing that liability through us, they can save a ton of money.
That's actually a really good point. I didn't even think about it. I didn't know it was at the rate of return.
Yeah. We talked to communities, I won't name them, that had large pension liability obligations, one of them at $3.9 million. Not that big a community. And I talked to the town treasurer, And she informed me that, well, we don't have any loans like that. And I said, well, actually, you do. Oh, and I explained it to her, and she said, oh, you mean that? Well, that's just something we pay every year. And
oh, like it was a fee.
What? No, see, the difference on the pension liability loans from WRS, they're not on your balance sheet. So some communities were hesitant to pay them off because they would have to go, you know, acknowledge the debt on their general obligation debt.
Interesting, yeah.
On the other hand, when we informed them of the advantages, in this case, that community could take out a 20-year loan and be completely paid off, as opposed to the rate they were going, they would owe more at the end of 20 years than they owe today. So it's been a service that's been provided, and Rich is very adept at explaining it to them.
Yeah, it works out really well. The community is able to save money.
Yep.
It is a political decision, like Jonathan mentioned, that they are putting that debt liability on the books versus off the books. And so, if your community is really has a pension for having no debt, it's difficult for politicians to be able to put that on the books. And that's created some delays in some communities. But at this point in time, after the number of years that we've gone through this process, most communities in the state of Wisconsin have refinanced that debt. You know, like I say, there's still a few stragglers out there, but slow but sure it's happening.
Okay.
I had a question on, there's a loan that's a two-year loan at 4.25, and I understand that that's an extension of a prior loan. Did the municipality there make a decision that it wanted to do that at the same rate rather than submitting a new application for a loan at the lower rate? Is that what happened?
Well, it rubs, there's policies that the loan program has developed over the years. And if we are refinancing our own debt, there's a couple of ways that municipalities can qualify for that. One of them is that they can either borrow 25% additional money for another project of the amount that they're going to refinance, and the other one is to extend it at a longer term or a higher rate than we are currently offering. This one, the original borrowing was only a short time ago. They wanted two payments rather than one, but they asked for a shorter term than they really wanted, and so this is just a modification of the original loan term at the original rate.
Okay, so that's being done with how we would consistently do extensions of the sort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Any other questions on the loans? Seeing none, I call the motion. So all those in favor of approving the loan say aye.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
I'm Sarah. So the loans are approved. I'm sure we're going to have a handful of happy communities, so that's good. All right, moving down to, we have no old business. We have no new business. So I'm going to move directly into routine business. And Rich, with your update on the chief investment report.
Very short update. Equity prices are at records right now, and so we have pulled back a little bit from new acquisitions. But at the end of every month, I make a transaction to rebalance the portfolio in accordance with the ratios that were approved by the loan committee. So it's just a $1 million transaction that helps us stay in line with our policy statement.
Okay. Any questions for Rich about his report? All right, we'll move down to Jonathan.
Yeah, thank you. I've got only two things I want to bring up, and they're both personnel related. One is Miss Vicky is leaving, and rats. Double rats, Doug, I'm with you. But we need to move forward, and so while Tom was gone, we still had to move forward. So I met with DPM, Division of Personnel Management, came to a really quick conclusion and consulted with Tom via text message that we were not going to be able to upgrade this position, which we kind of think is warranted. We do think it's warranted in any time frame that it was reasonable with CPM, or even fill the position as it's existing, because we need to change the position description to make it in line with what's going on in the position. Vicki does a lot more than her old position description would indicate. So given that the time frame was going to be tough, I submitted a request for the approval for an LTE at the same rates of compensation, LTE position, and since then, that's being approved. And since then, I've been working with all the agencies I'm familiar with to try and track down a competent person who's retiring, who has retired, who would like to come and work for us for a period of a few months or less until we fill this position permanently. So that's underway. I've been declined by one really competent person and in the process of wooing another. And Tom heard my pitch and reasonably approved, I think, today because he was on the phone. Secondly, and I want Tom to talk about this rather more than me, is we feel a real need to back up Denise and to help support the investment functions and the accountancy, primarily the accountancy of them. And we're looking to create an LTE for accountancy to support Denise. And maybe you'd comment on that, Tom.
Yeah. I mean, over the last couple of years, our portfolio has expanded to the point where we have a lot more than just loans in our portfolio. And Denise, as a chief accountant, does more than just process loan payments and loan disbursements. And so on a regular basis, she is processing the transactions for purchasing ETFs, for investing in bonds, and for doing our loan transactions as well. But as the only accountant here, she also does all the reconciling of all those. And really, for best practices, you should have one person doing the accounting for the individual transactions and someone else doing the reconciling. Mm-hmm. And so this is done for workload, but also to bring us into line with best practices for managing a $1.2 billion trust portfolio.
Let me add something to that. The portfolio itself has grown in the last 10 years by, what, $400 million or so, would you say?
Mm-hmm.
And we're running with the same budget, the same staff, and we're not duplicative. We don't have the backup that Tom indicates would be appropriate for this kind of a management of a large fund. If I had it in my power, I would go to the legislature and ask for a full-time permanent position and think it could be totally justified. But I think that the smart move right now is to get an LTE and solve our immediate problem and then discuss this as we move forward.
Doesn't the legislature have to approve an LTE?
No.
No.
As long as we have it within our budget, and we do, we can create an LTE position.
So DOA can approve that?
They don't need to approve an LTE.
No, DPM approves it, effectively.
Well, the write-up.
Yeah.
If we have the money, we can have an LTE.
We can do this, and it's within our budget. And, heck, our budget's the same today as it was 10 years ago. I have no problem making the case, and I would talk to any legislator face-to-face and explain to them, you want accountability. Well, this is part of accountability, and it's merely necessary, mm-hmm. Not just urgent.
Does that get posted?
LTE does not get posted, but we are going to try to cast as wide a net as we can.
So your plan would be to start the process of talking to the legislature about full-time while the LTE is working for a few months.
Yeah, and I think we need a little bit greater internal discussion within staff and then with you on the board as to exactly what we feel we need before we move to that step.
Okay.
So that's my report.
Any other questions for Jonathan?
I would just add, I mean, I both agree with you, Jonathan, that it makes sense to be thoughtful about what the description should be, but also, you know, I think it makes sense to move fairly quickly, to, you know, to the extent that we can do that consistently with being thoughtful about what's in there. I'm sure that's the approach you plan to take, but assuming that's right, I certainly agree with it.
Thank you.
I think it, too, goes back to this is, as Tom said, I mean, this is overdue, quite frankly, and just abiding by best practices in managing and accounting a fund of $1.2 billion. So, yeah, I'm glad that we're getting on this sooner rather than later. So.
Well, don't underestimate the value of the accountant, the accountability of being able to have a separation between making loans and reconciling the figures. It's time for us to do that because our programs are not run so much like they used to be by almost formula.
Right.
There's discretion involved with making these loans and making these investments. So it's time to do this. It's appropriate.
If there's no other questions for Jonathan, I'm just going to be really quick from our report. For kind of point of reference for the minutes that I'd like for us to share kind of our latest DCPL goals and initiatives. I think that would be good to share with high level with the board, so if we can do that for our next meeting. And then the final thing is I just want to reiterate what everyone on the call has said, that congratulations, Vicki, but we're going to miss you. For the, you know, 6 months that I've been chair, I will tell you, I feel like Vicki has been the Swiss Army knife of the BCPL. Like, she never has a no. It's always like, well, I'll figure out how to do that. And it could be technology related to accounting to you name it. And she always figures out how to get it done. And she's a total team player. So I appreciate that and wish you the best of luck, Vicki, but you'll be missed. So
thank you.
And congratulations. So just wanted to share that with everybody because she's been a critical part of the team. So
if you're down at the Historical Society, I'll be on the second floor with the executive staff. So if you're ever down there and you miss me, you know where to find me.
Good. Well, and hopefully the three board members have helped prep you for your 30. So.
Yes.
Good. Any other future agenda items? Is there a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
I second it.
I
all
second.
Those in favor of adjournment, say aye.
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 All right. Well, thanks, everybody, and have a great fourth.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.